The goal of this demo is to demonstrate an IoT solution in action, and that even smartphones can be IoT devices. The whole demo will take place inside the browser, so there's no need to launch the Visual Studio solution or show the C# code. Now, in a first tab, make sure that you're logged in the Azure portal. In a second tab, make sure that you're logged in powerbi.com. And in a third tab, make sure that you're showing the web app that you've deployed earlier. Ask people in the audience to click on the Go to Demo 1 button. This will launch the Demo 1 page. And on this page, you'll see two pieces of information. The first one is device ID, which has the unique device ID for each device. So this one has device, the number 4. So this is incremental. And it has also a GUID to make sure that the ID is unique. The second piece of information is the device key. This is the secret that allow the device to send a message to IoT Hub. You will next see a slider. So this slider allow the user to change the value sent to IoT Hub. And then you have a on-off button. So you can ask people in the audience to now to click on the on-off button. And this will start sending telemetry to IoT Hub. Now, you can ask them also to change the value from time to time. Right? And what you can do also is copy and paste the URL into another tab. So that will create a new device. Right? And you can start sending more telemetry. So device 6 here. Right? So now I have three devices sending telemetry to IoT Hub. Now switch to the Power BI tab and make sure that you show the telemetry dashboard. Now, the telemetry dashboard display two pieces of information, a count of the device ID, so the number of devices that have been registered to IoT Hub, and the average telemetry. So what you can do is ask people to bump their value to the maximum, right? And we should be able to see that value go up. There we go, right? So I'll just lower my values. So I have only three devices here sending telemetry. So if you don't have anybody in the audience doing it, well, you can do it by yourself. There you go. The number have been lowered here, the average. The next thing you need to show is the services used by the solution. So switch to the Azure portal. What you can do is click here on resource groups. That will list all the resource groups associated to your or tied to your subscription. Here, this is the one I used to group all the services for the demo. So I'll click on it. This will list all the services. So here's IoT Hub, Stream Analytics, the App Service, and the App Service Plan. So first thing, show the IoT Hub. You can show this graph. It'll show the number of devices registered into IoT Hub. It'll also show the number of messages sent. So I'm using here for this demo the free tier, the IoT Hub free tier. So it has a 8,000 messages per day limit. For the devices, you can click here on devices, and this will list all the devices already registered, so with their unique ID. What you can do also is show this graph, which graph the number of messages sent over time. Let's close this and let's take a look at the stream analytics job. Now, you can explain that a stream analytics job consists of three parts. The first part is the input, the second part is the query, and the last part is the output. So let's take a look at the input. The input in our case is a stream coming from IoT Hub. So you can explain to the audience that Stream Analytics connects to IoT Hub and retrieves all the messages sent. Let me close that. Now let's take a look at the output. In this case, the output is Power BI. So let me select it. And we already configured Power BI here. So you can tell the audience that it needs authorization. So it needs your credential to set everything up. But the job will send the results directly to Power BI. Let me close this. And the last part, and the maybe the most important part to explain, is the query. So here's the query. You can tell the audience that it's SQL-like, so it's a SQL-like language. But it has its own keywords, like here, tumbling window. We'll come back to that in a few seconds. So what you can tell is that the query takes the data from the input, in our case, IoT Hub, and sends the results to the output, Power BI in our case. The select section, what it does is gets the device ID, the timestamp as the out time field, and it does an average of the telemetry that is sent by the devices into a field called average telemetry. And then it groups the result by device ID and also by tumbling window. So this needs a little bit of explanation. The tumbling window in our case is 2 seconds. So every 2 seconds, the stream analytics job will average the telemetry sent and then send the output to Power BI. So we can change this to 1 minute, 1 hour, but in our case, we choose 2 seconds because data is sent almost immediately to Power BI, and you'll see the graph change as data is sent. The next thing you can do is create a new graph in Power BI. So we can switch here to Power BI. You need to select your data set. So here in my case, simulated devices data set. So what we'll create is a graph that show telemetry from one device. Only. So instead of averaging for all the devices, it'll show that telemetry for only one device. So let's select here this visualization. And we'll select two fields, average telemetry and out time. So make sure that the axis here is out time. And in values, let's average, let's use a drop down and select average. So it'll be the average of the telemetry. Now, what we'll do is use the device ID here as a filter. So let me drag it into page level filters. Oops. There we go. And from there, you see all the devices are listed here. So I can, let's say, select device 6 here. And we can save the graph at this point. So let me call this device 6. Okay, and we can pin that to the telemetry dashboard also. Okay, so if we switch to the telemetry dashboard, just switch back here to this tab and let's turn that on. So it's sending telemetry again. Let's go back here. We should see, yeah, number have gone up. The difference between this graph and this graph is that here we're showing data for one device only. Here we're averaging for all the devices. Wrapping up, you can ask the audience to turn the telemetry off by clicking here on the on-off button, and you can close your browser tab if you want. So that concludes the this demo.